Ang daming nangyayari, ma'am, sa
Sinabi mo
Pilipinas.
Pa.
Bukod sa COVID, true, true. May pandemic, meron pang naipasa na ang terror bill, at terror law na siya, na shutdown ang ABS-CBN. Isa siyang malaking dagok sa press freedom.
Press freedom!
Press freedom, ah. Ang ganda ng topic, eh. Tapos barok ako.
Hey, fellow adults! Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories and questions and sometimes expert advice on
adulting, self-development, finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing!
What? Hello guys, we are back.
This is Nika.
This is Azel.
And this is Carla. Nagbabalik upang manulit.
Muling ibalik
ang kulit. Charot.
Nang Azel, join us. Nang pag-ibig.
Muling
pagbigyan.
Azel, lantang-lanta at 10 p.m.
Azel, join us. We need energy.
Recording at 10 p.m. Because our schedules are fucked up lately, charot.
Yes. We're trying to fix it though. We're trying to fix it.
Okay. Ay, yung, mga mamshi, pinapakinggan ko yung mga previous episodes natin for more narcissism, charot. Na-realize ko na, para matandaan ng audience kung sino yung nagsasalita.
Okay, paano?
Kapag merong nagsabi sa endang sentence na ganyan-ganyan, si Mika yun.
Totoo yan. Ganyan-ganyan.
Kapag in the middle of sentence, merong, alam mo yun, si Isel naman yun.
Alam mo yun? Alam mo yun?
Ako naman, ma'am, ako yung naghahang. Sasabihin ko, halimbawa, for example, meron akong nag-iisip ako kasi ayoko ng dead air.
Nanalo ka sa ano? Sa birthday party, no?
Happy birthday.
May pinatunguhan yung pagsali ko sa mga parlor games dati. It spared our show of dead airs. Charot.
Okay.
Ang topic natin nga pala ngayon, guys, ay ito, very napapanahon. Kasi, ang scary lumabas ng bahay these days. So, diba, nalabas pa ba tayo kung pwede namang sa bahay na lang magstay at magwork? Dahil dyan, we'll talk about this new reality that many of us have been embracing lately, which is working or studying from home.
Yes. Like what you said, ang dark ng mga kaganapan lately, like, ang daming nangyayari, ma'am, sa Pilipinas.
Sinabi mo pa.
Bukod sa COVID, true, true. May pandemic, meron pang naipasa na ang terror bill, at terror law na siya, na shutdown ang ABS-CBN, where many of our friends in the media and communication industry work. So, na-shutdown siya. Isa siyang malaking dagok sa press freedom.
Press freedom!
Press freedom, ah! Ang laking dagok talaga. Tangina, ang ganda ng topic eh. Tapos barok ako.
Pampasaya.
Okay. Serious face. Yung pagsara ng ABS-CBN ay malaking dagok sa press freedom. So, ang daming darkness na nangyayari sa mundo. So, ibalik natin, alalahanin natin yung mga bright spots in our lives. So, ibalik natin yung original segment natin before na highlight and low light of the week.
G. Who goes first?
Azel.
Azel.
Sige. Low light ko is madalas kung nararamdaman na yung lungkot dahil sa work from home. Yung ano, yearning for ano, physical presence ng tao since naka-work from home nga tayo. Yun. So, nakakalungkot. So, medyo madalas yung tama ng lungkot nitong nakaraan. Highlight naman is, finally, na-enroll ko na yung sarili ko in an online bootcamp, online class, na mag-run for 3 months. Yun. Ang tagal ko kasing pinot off nito. So finally, nagkaroon ako ng courage to do it. So,
yay!
Major highlight siya.
Yay! Yay! Happy for you, Mom.
Thank you.
Congrats!
Oh, Nika!
Galing mo dahil, ah. Galing. Bilis, ah. Okay. Low light of the week. Sorry, medyo dark tong low light ko na to. So, last night, I was doing an all-nighter. And, merong, alam niyo yung may maingay na motorsiklo na dumadaan sa labas sa gabi. Yun. So, merong nag-zoom-zoom dito sa street. So, I wanted to take a video of who it was so that I can report it to the barangay na past curfew, mayroon paling nagmamotorsiklo sa labas. So, nang binibidyohan ko na siya sa labas to check where he was parking, nakita ko na may kausap siyang girl sa labas ng bahay. And he was hitting the girl. And I wanted to go down and help the girl. Pero sobrang natakot ako kasi una, malaki siyang lalaki and he was already hitting someone. And tumataas kasi yung cases ng
domestic violence.
Sorry, but ako naiyak. Kagabi, actually, I was shaking when I was seeing it. So, I wanted to help her kasi, you know, that's what women should do, help each other. Pero, na-overpower ako ng fear. Yeah. So, yun yung lowlight ko. For this week, na hindi ko siya mababa, hindi ko siya matulungan. So, medyo mahirap siya.
Ma'am, meron kaya tayong pwedeng mabigay na numbers para sa mga victims of violence against women?
If there are cases of domestic abuse or violence against women and children that you want to report, check out pcw.gov.ph. That's the official website of the Philippine Commission on Women. Okay, to end my sharing with some good news, my highlight of the week is, so meron kaming baby dog ngayon dito sa bahay.
Si Bingo?
Si Bingo, my baby doggy. Actually, doggy siya ni Pao, but I'm taking care of him.
So, which one, si Bingo or si Pao?
Both, charing. So, I'm taking care of Bingo. And lately, nagugulo yung schedule ko because I have to clean up after him because he's peeing and pooping all over the house. Cute. So, now, I walk him every morning. And I'm proud to say that he learned where to poop and pee na. So,
wow,
meron na lang siyang,
very good.
Yeah, meron na siyang spot outside sa street na dun lang siya magpupupo parate. So yun, I'm super proud of that.
Dun lang yun sa harap ng ano bahay nung abuser.
Alam mo, magandang idea yan, girl.
Hindi, ma'am. Yung motor, paihian mo kay Bingo.
Sige, hanapin ko. Tatimingan natin. Use your wee-wee as a weapon.
Wee-weepon.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, para sa listener, si Azel po yun. Si Azel po yung nagsabi ng wiwipon. Okay. How about you, Carla? What is your low light and highlight of the week?
Ang low light ko for the week ay na-fuck up na naman yung sleeping schedule ko. May time na 12 noon na ako nakatulog, ma'am, nung isang araw.
Lala!
Sinisisi ko po si Jap Mikkel sa kaganapan ko kasi pinilit niya akong manood ng Dark, which is so dark, sa Netflix.
Oh.
And nakaka-hoop. Ang highlight ko naman, napapangalahati ko na yung Dark. Pero ang higher light ko, sana may higher light ako doon. Ano?
Okay, highlighter.
Highlighter pa.
Oh my God, Azel.
Si Azel po ulit yun.
Last na, charot.
De, okay lang, keep them coming.
Okay, ang highlight ni Carla?
Ang highlight ko, simula nung nag-lockdown, hindi ako nagkakasakit. Before kasi, in a year, mga 3 or 4 times ako nagkakalagnat / trangkaso. So, almost quarterly. Now, after 2 quarters, walay talaga, ma'am. And sa tingin ko, it's because of my hypervigilance sa health dahil nga sa corona scare, di ba? So, I always wash my hands and then social distancing. And also, feeling ko, pati yung ibang mga virus at bacteria nadadamay sa war against corona ko. So after this pandemic, I'm gonna keep my mas pinatibay, intense, and fortified hygiene routines.
Good job.
Merong milk powder lang.
Mas pinatibay. Bakaya naman. Bear Brand Adult Plus.
Bear Brand Adult Plus Adulting.
Di ba? Dalawang pack lang ng 500 grams dyan, oh.
Tatlohin mo na. Bigyan natin si Ace.
Hindi. Dalawa each tayo. Okay. O, ito na. Pag-usapan na natin yung dahilan kung bakit makikinig yung mga tao sa atin, ano?
Di yung tawanan lang ng tawanan. Ano to?
Ang topic nga natin for this episode is work from home.
Ah, syempre pa, nagpa-crowdsource ulit tayo for this.
Yes.
Para sa mga taong nag-work from home. Maraming concerns at issues na nag-arise. Pero to be fair naman, guys, it's not all bad because aminin natin, ang dami ring pros ng work from home other than social distancing, of course, which is the most urgent reason for doing this. Nakakatulong din ng work from home. Well, at least in my case, I don't get to waste a chunk of my day, of my life in traffic. Tapos, less gastos sa gas. Mga ma'am, sa buong pandemic, mga around 2,000 pesos pa lang ang napapagas ko in a span of 4 months.
Wow. Nice.
So, malaking tipid siya. Tapos, no parking needed. Tapos, mura din yung food kasi I don't have to eat out kapag lumalabas ako to work. Yun. Kaya ba, may mga nakikita kayong pros?
Sa akin, same din. Well, same lang pala. Ba't ko ba sumagot? Charot.
Pinahaba mo lang yung episode, ma'am.
yun nga eh. I still prefer working from home kasi mas nakapag-concentrate ako ngayon when I'm alone in my work study room. Tapos, hindi ka masyadong nakakonscious. Wow, makonscious pala si ate.
Makonscious?
Yung you're just free to do anything. Nakubad pala. Ma'am, gets ko yan. Hindi ko na kailangan mag-bra para lang makipa-meeting sa ibang tao.
True. Actually, medyo namimiss ko na nga magsuot ng panlakad na damit eh. Pero it's something less to think about. So, maraming positive things about working from home. But it turns out, marami rin mga catch ang working and studying from home. So, ito nga, nag-crowdsource kami at may lumabas na 5 common concerns that we've been experiencing so far. Wow, may nalista tayong top 5. Umpisahan natin sa unang concern ng mga tao, which is time management.
True. Nasolusyonan niyo ba yung mga concerns niyo?
I'm working on the time management part. So, morning, meron akong time na, okay, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock lang ako mag-start ng work. Before that, focus on the house tasks. Kasi minsan, nagwawalis ako pero nagpapanik na ako kasi shit, may kailangan akong tapusin na script or may kailangan akong tapusin na i-edit. So ngayon, I'm being more kind to myself na okay lang, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock ka pa magsa-start ng work. So sa umaga, sige lang, makipaglaro ka muna with the pets, linisin mo yung kalat, mag-breakfast ka ng maayos, ganon. Mm-hmm. And then, meron kang start time for work. Kumbaga nagta-time in ako just by myself. Yun.
Right. Okay. Ikaw, Isel.
Kailangan kong i-ease in yung sarili ko kapag work mode na. So, I need to respect my morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, kailangan kasi merong proper transition from bahay, chill mode, to work mode. Kailangan may short rituals in between. Ang sa akin, pagkagising ko, after ko maligo, after ako magdamit, yun na yun. That's my cue, no, work mode na yun.
Ang consistent ng hacks nyo, Hazel and Mika, pareho siya dun sa narinig ko from our friends. Ang sinasabi ng iba nating mga na-crowdsource, kaya rin na-jumble yung schedules nila kasi wala silang time in tsaka time out. So anything goes. Well, at least to address this problem of not having a time in and time out, ha, kailangan daw merong rituals. Meaning, kailangan meron tayong mga cue para maset yung utak natin tsaka yung katawan natin na okay, game mode na. Game mode on na tayo.
Yeah.
We got this insight from Ana Ibarra, Kina Sabay, Mayling Lee. Mga nagpadala sila ng answers. some of them, ang cue nila or ritual nila is ligo o kaya breakfast o kaya dressing up for work kahit na nasa bahay ka lang. Basta have a cue. Ako personally, yung cue ko ay coffee. Minsan nga, ma'am, hindi ko na naiinom yung coffee kasi nakakalimutan ko lang siya. But I have to do that ritual na magtitimpla ako ng kape at ilalagay ko siya sa table. Pag nalagay ko na siya sa table, yun na yung doon na nag-turn on yung work mode ko na, okay, I'm on it. Pag chill work mode, coffee will do. Minsan pag kailangan ko extra pump up, like for example, I need to speak a lot like this or sa class, meron akong, medyo unconventional to, pero meron akong olfactory totem.
Ooh! What's that?
Alala niyo sa Inception, di ba may totem si ano, si Leonardo DiCaprio? Yung yeah. Something that signifies. Ako rin yeah. May ganon. Pero olfactory meaning smell. Hindi siya visual. So smell cue. Meron kasing essential oil na bigay yung barkada ko. Don't worry, di ko kayo mabentahan. Ang distinct kasi ng smell nito, so kapag naaamoy ko siya, I cannot mistake it for anything else na iisip ko, okay, game mode on na ako. And yung so far yung mga nabanggit natin, puro personal login natin. Sabi ni Cecil Canlas, she even has a queue kapag tapos na yung work niya.
Wow.
Mm-mm. So kailangan meron ding sariling shutdown or log out.
Yeah.
Kasi yung iba nating mga kakilala, they tend to overwork. Yeah. Kasi walang uwian time eh. Walang lunch time, walang break time, walang pantry time. So tuloy-tuloy lang sila nag-work, especially those who have the tendency to be workaholic.
Yeah.
So ito nga, sabi ni Cecil, it helps kung meron ka rin sariling ritual kapag mag-e-end na yung work. And na-encounter ko rin to, ginagawa rin daw to ng high-performance coaches like Brendon Burchard and Cal Newport. So big-ass names to who are very credible when it comes to everyday performance.
Wow. Nice.
Yes.
Sobrang problem ko to for like a year na. Tapos lately lang siya nag-click sa akin na yun nga, I'm training myself na ang cue ko naman is ilabas yung laptop bag ko. Pag mag-start na yung work ko, ilalabas ko yung laptop ko from my room to the workstation. And then kapag tapos na, as in, I close it, I pack up, literally pack up. Kahit naman sa umaga, alam ko na bubuksan ko rin ulit siya. Pero yun pala, that's why it works lately na meron pala akong cues. Yun pala yun. Dahil in-explain mo, saka ako lang nagets why it's working. As in, pag umaga, feel na feel ko yung nakasukbit yung laptop bag at maglalakad ako papunta sa workstation. Promise.
Lalakad ka ng tatlong hakbang.
Oo. I super love it in the morning na, okay, ready na ako. So that's why it works pala. Ito pa, another issue with time management. Others tend to overwork kasi wala ring cues ng break time at guilty ako dito. Late na ako magla-lunch, ganon. Tapos magluluto pa ako, so dapat pala kinonsider ko din yung time nun. So paano ba yun aayusin?
Sa mga na-crowdsource natin, advice na Cecil Canlas, Madonna Idica, and Meg Garcia, protect and respect your break times, especially raw, tulad nga nang nasabi mo, Nika, your meal times. Sabi ni Cecil, take your breaks so you don't break. Tama naman.
Ang ganda diba? Po. Take your break so you don't break.
Yes.
Love it. Yung iba naman, especially for parents, nag-overlap yung schedule nila sa work, pati yung schedule nila to attend to their family's needs. So, ito isang example from Rio Cordova. If may offline task ka na pwede mong gawin kapag free time, do it na para medyo magaan ang buhay kapag time na ng work mo.
So, I think Rio Cordova is coming from a place na hindi niya kasi alam kung kailan mag-a-arise yung needs ng mga anak niya during work. Kaya kapag meron siyang free time at meron siyang mga pwede nang i-take off na tasks, ginagawa na rin niya kahit na supposedly nag-log out na siya sa work niya.
Ito pa. So this one naman is from Tin Casanova. For husband-wife tandem na work from home business, pre-pandemic pa lang, we have designated work hours and play hours with our son. So alternate then as a family. We work until 1 to 2 a.m. pero yung total work time is just 6 to 8 hours if we actually count it. Sabi pa ni Tin, It's also energy management plus time management. Tulad ko, night owl ako. So peak productivity is around 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we adjust our schedules based on energy levels.
Ang bright side din pala neto, ma'am, work from home, we now have the chance to maximize or optimize our natural circadian rhythm, yung body clock natin, especially for us nga na night owls.
Yeah.
Na marginalized sa schedule ng ano, capitalist world. Anyway, if you're interested doon, check out nyo yung chronotype. Meaning, anong type yung body clock natin. May book at saka may TED Talk, saka may online quiz on this si Dr. Michael Bruce. Michael and then Bruce is B-R-E-U-S.
Okay, another time management issue. May mga boss na dahil wala ng work hours, feeling nila 24/7 na dapat ang availability ng subordinates nila. Case in point, yung boss niyang roomie ko, nag-uutos kahit weekend. We also know someone na hinirita ng boss na, bakit ang tagal niyo sumagot sa follow-up ko, eh nasa bahay ka lang naman, di ba? Well,
wow. Reset! Sad reality to kasi one of my kumares, she's a corporate lawyer, a mom of three, wife of one. Sabi niya, working from home feels like you're constantly shifting from disappointing your boss to disappointing your kids or spouse. So back and forth lang. So,
oh no.
Aww. Sana wag demanding masyado mga boss ha, nasa pandemic tayo ngayon.
Correct. Totoo. Hirap kaya mag-focus kasi ang dami mong worries outside of work also.
Tsaka yun nga, for people na ang dami ring obligation sa bahay, sobrang wrong assumption that it's easier for them to give attention to you or to accommodate you online, ora-orada.
Okay, sige. I've been on both sides of this. I've been a leader and I've been a team member. So, dati, guilty rin ako dito na minsan weekend, magpa-follow up ako, or pagka gabi, naalala ko na, shucks, kailangan bukas nga pala may deadline siya. Dapat kanina ko pa pinaalala or something. So now, I'm trying to learn to not message people about work during weekends unless weekend yung deadline niya, no? And to not ask people for work when it's past 6 p.m. As in, kanina may ka-exchange ako na message sa editor na kasi minessage niya ako ng 9 o'clock na work. Sabi ko, I'm sorry kung ganitong oras iniisip mo pa rin yung work, but I'm trying to work on not messaging people about work when it's past 6 p.m. Ganyan-ganyan. So I guess it helps to communicate that. Na dati hindi ko ginagawa. So I'm so sorry sa lahat ng mga nakatrabaho ko before.
Yun din kasi yung kinalakihan natin sa production world eh.
Yeah, na 24/7 ka, no? Totoo yan.
Yes. Kahit madaling araw.
Oo, kahit madaling araw. Ganyan. So I guess it starts with communicating your intention na, guys, I will not check my emails on Sundays and I will not message about work past 6 p.m. Yung mga ganun, I think that's a start for all of us. Na pag ganitong oras kasi, time ko for my baby or for my husband, kung ano man.
Sabi na naman nung iba, mga millennials, mga zoomers, entitled talaga. No, mga mamshi, it's Pinoy culture kasi. Na oo lang ng oo. Si yeah. Ice kasi, since multinational yung company that she's working in, yung kultura talaga sa kanila, especially yung mga Australian, after work, hindi muna talaga sila mahahagilap. Kapag nag-schedule ka ng something after work, kailangan importante talaga. Like for example, meron kasing big event. Tapos,
crunch time.
Yun yung time ng launch. Oo, not even crunch time eh, pero yung time ng launch. Eh, since global nga sila, iba-iba yung time zone.
Yeah.
And they see to it na compensated yun ah. Sa atin kasi OTY eh. OT na TY.
Correct. Okay, thank you. Ganun.
So go lang guys, hindi porket ang kultura sa pagtatrabaho na pinasukan at kinalakihan natin ay walang boundaries, it already means na yun na dapat ang i-proliferate at ipagpatuloy nating ipasa sa next generations. We can start a culture which is more respectful of each other's time and life.
Sige, maraming advice ang mga tao. Sabi ni Bea Cortujano, you can still take your leaves if you need a break from work or a mental health refresh. Actually, may leaves pa nga pala. Another reco from Suzette Wong. Yung mga counterparts mo sa ibang bansa o na later time zone na feeling nila since work from home ka, okay lang mag-extend or set ng meeting after office hours. Inassume na wala ka naman pupuntahan since lockdown. Pero it helps to set your boundaries. Dahil dyan, na-push sila to record meetings so I can watch it on my work skin. Eto, meron pa tayong other crowdsourced time management hacks. This one is from Mads Ibica. Sabi niya, I don't multitask. I do one thing at a time.
Yeah, kasi nga 'di ba, the harms of multitasking and its consequences. Ma'am, meron pa akong nakitang online presentation na sinasabi na ang effects or ang damage ng multitasking sa brain natin is as bad as chonky or even worse.
Oh, chonky like weed?
Yeah. Kasi mga ma'am, yes, we can multitask, like we can talk, walking, but our brains cannot multi-focus. Kaya nga kapag nagte-text tayo, di ba, hindi natin naririnig yung sinasabi ng kausap natin. We're all guilty of that. We cannot multi-focus. Nakakatuliling siya ng utak. But then again, we know the reality of caregivers who are working at home also. Yakap na nga mamshi at papshi.
Ang galing. Ang galing nila. There's this another productivity hack. Ang tawag dito is batching. Batching is when you group similar tasks, tapos yun lang yung gagawin mo sa araw na yun or sa dinedicate mong oras or chunk ng time, yun. Either first half of the day or second half of the day. Ikaw bahala. Very similar sa reco ni Sheena Hamora. Sabi niya, designate separate work days for different jobs. It takes more effort for your brain to switch modes throughout the day. It's more efficient to focus on one type of job the entire day. For example, for me, Mondays and Tuesdays are for writing, and Wednesdays and Fridays are for teaching. Sabi rin ni Joe Micasas, try to keep your scheduled calls on a certain day or 2 days of the week. So, guys, that is what you call batching.
Ay, ma'am, ang useful na batching ngayon, kapag may kailangan kang gawin sa labas, lahat ng kailangan kong gawin sa labas for the whole month, ibabatch ko na siya sa isang araw lang.
Totoo. Totoo. Actually, nakapagod lumabas eh. Ilang hugas at ligo yung gagawin mo.
Maminsan, kailangan ko lang bumili sa 7-Eleven ng essentials, ha, which is like 5 minutes. Pero yung pag-disinfect ko, parang 20 minutes, mas matagal pa.
Totoo. Okay. Ang next common concern of people who now have to work or study from home ay space. So ano ba ang space-related issues or hacks natin? Ikaw, Nika.
Mom, ang problem ko dati is where I sleep is where I work. As in, literally, pagbangon ko, doon na ako mag-work. At habang
na-imagine ko,
unti-unti rin ako nagre-recline para humiga.
Delix nga ng ganun.
So, ang ginawa ko, bumili ako ng desk. So, kunyari, may desk ako, ganyan-ganyan. Pero nasa loob pa rin ako ng kwarto kasi maliit lang yung apartment namin dati. So, pag may nagwo-work na dun sa kitchen table namin, sa room na ako nagwo-work para hindi ko sila madistract. So, hindi pa rin siya nag-work. Parang it worked a little bit that I have a desk as a cue na dito ako mag-work. Pero, because I still keep seeing my bed, hindi siya nakatulog. Nakakatulong talaga. So,
kasi may cue na matulog.
Oo. So, yun, sobrang struggle ko siya. So, ngayon, itong workstation namin ng housemate ko, it's far from the bedroom. As in, naglalakad ka talaga going.
Oh, mansions!
Mansion eh. Parang mga 24 square kilometers.
may garden in between.
I know. Hindi. Pero yon, hindi na ako nag-work sa bedroom. It might be that not everyone has that opportunity. Pero siguro baka dapat italikod nga, kagaya ng ginagawa mo, Carla, na tinatalikod yung sarili nila from the bed. Basta dapat hindi mo makikita yung bed mo. Parang hindi mo ma-associate yung work time sa nap time. Ang tagal kong slump yun, moms, na trabaho, tulog, tulog, trabaho. Tapos napapanaginipan ko yung trabaho kasi same location. Mom!
Hassle!
Hindi siya maganda.
Ang hassle pa nun, hindi ka na makatrabaho ng 100% kasi may temptation matulog. Hindi ka rin makatulog ng 100% kasi naisip mo yung trabaho.
Oo, ma'am. Nakakaano siya, nakakaaning siya. Ang weird niyang state. Ang isa ko pang concern is, kapag hindi naka-separate yung workplace mo sa things na nag-remind of your hobbies or anything, na pag nakita mo lang, alam mong ma-enjoy mo yun, anong pipiliin mo, di ba? Kasi hindi ko pa nakikita ng boss mo. So, do you work or do you just play? So, yun yung medyo nagiging concern ko.
So, tatanggalin mo rin yung visual cues ng activities na pa pwede mong i-choose over your work, tama?
Yes, oo. Yung wala na pala natirang gamit dun sa...
Mameron akong barkada, si Cecil Candas. Maliit na studio lang yung apartment niya, pero nagagawa niya ng paraan para makadesignate ng work area, sleep area, kain area. Creativity na lang talaga eh. As in, kahit na italikod mo lang sa ganito, iharap mo sa bintana, para lang ma-rid yourself of other visual cues that might distract you or pull you away off your work.
Design.
Yeah, it's called space design. If you guys want to learn more about this, ang galing ng pagka-explain ni James Clear dito sa Atomic Habits.
Okay. Meron ding inputs from social media about space design. Sabi ni Randolph Longhas, prior pandemic, I never worked at home kasi I didn't want to associate work with home. Pero with this pandemic, I decided to rearrange my entire place. I let go of my living room and converted it to an office space. I bought a new table, switched internet provider, and redesigned everything para di ko na siya ma-associate sa dati kong space. Okay, so far, it's really been effective. And I can finally zone in with my deliverables. In fact, I'm really comfortable to the point of not wanting to leave na.
Actually.
Okay. Sabi rin ni Yula Gerson, first 2 months of lockdown, I couldn't sleep. My body was tense and laging naka-work mode, even in my room na. Kasi wala nang boundaries. But when I transferred to a different room or a different corner, ayun, di na ako madaling araw natulog.
Another suggestion. This one is from Fritzy Kago. We have many tables here at home and I dedicate each table for one function. Sa dinner table, kakain lang ako. Sa computer table, magpe-Facebook lang ako. And another table, kung saan dun lang ako nag-aaral. I love it.
Kasi yung bahay pa lang nila, furniture store.
Kaya ang daming labis.
Yung pala yung business nila, Tracy.
Ma'am, may naisip pa pala ako sa space design. Di ba sabi mo, since naglipat nga kayo ng unit, sobrang iba yung effect nung lights, yung dim lights ng previous unit nyo versus ngayon na ang laki na nung bintana nyo.
It lessened my nap times. As in, I rarely nap now because of the daylight. I feel energized all the time. So open your windows, guys. Let the light in.
Aww. Na-touch.
Meron ding input from social media about ergonomic factors. So this is from JP De Luna and Suzette Wong. Kasi very parehas yung sinabi nila. Bumili daw ng maayos at komportabling upuan. Take care of your posture.
Maushi, alam niyo ba kung ano yung, sa lahat ng mga na-try kong upuan na, kung ano yung pinaka-comfy and dynamic na ginagamit ko ngayon?
Anes Chiwa!
Ano, exercise ball. Yung malaking inflatable ball. Kasi, unconsciously, nagmo-move around yung katawan ko para maging comfy. So, ergonomic siya. And at the same time, Hindi ako inaantok kasi gumagalaw-galaw yung katawan ko eh. Masaya siya. Try nyo guys. Ito pa mga momshi, other than time management and space design, another trending issue in working from home is video calls.
Video calls, yes.
Yes.
Uso yan ngayon.
Biglang nag-spike up yung mga online meeting na hindi naman necessary. Kasi na-anxious yung mga tao na, shit, hindi ko sila nakikita. May ginagawa ba sila? May progress ba yung team namin? So, pa-meeting ng pa-meeting. So, interrupted ng interrupted yung individual workflow ng mga tao, which is counterproductive.
Shallow work, no?
Yeah, shallow work.
Shallow work? What's that? Shallow work and deep work. Merong book nun si Cal Newport. Yung mismo yung title niya is deep work. So, importante yung deep work kasi yun, uninterrupted. Tapos, papasok ka sa flow, sa zone. Pero kapag constant yung distraction, usually that's shallow work. Tapos yung quality nung work mo is yun, hindi kasing ganda na mapoproduce mo compared to papasok ka ng deep work. As in long, uninterrupted work hours.
So for those team leaders or managers or bosses who are very anxious kung may ginagawa ba yung mga tao nila at pa-meeting ng pa-meeting, actually, you're destroying their capability to produce brilliant work.
Right.
Pero syempre, gets naman natin na necessary siya for communication. Isa sa mga ano ma'am, sa pinapoint out sa crowdsource natin, kailan ba kailangan mag-turn on and turn off ng camera? Pati muting.
I rarely turn off my camera because I like looking at myself. Tareng! Joke lang. De, kasi, because I consider online meetings like a face-to-face meeting na lang din. Parang ako, kapag nagsasalita ako, gusto kong malaman kung nakikinig ba sa akin yung mga kausap ko. So, para respeto rin sa kanila, I turn on my video most of the time. Unless like biglang may dumating na Lazada at biglang nag-aakyat baba. Pero kung like a very big group, like more than 20 kami, I turn off my camera. But most of the time, I turn it on for rapport and to force myself also to focus. Kasi, makikita niya ako na hindi ako nakikinig sa kanya.
Ako rin, actually, momshi, kapag nagtuturo ako online, na-try ko before mga umaabot kami ng 40 na naka-login, sabi ko sa students, I'm not requiring them naman to turn on their cameras, especially yung mga mahina ang internet. Pero kung sino ang papwede, kahit isa lang or kahit dalawa lang, maki-turn on naman kayo ng camera. Kasi, seryoso, ang weird makipag-usap sa blank screen.
Totoo. Totoo.
Tapos, it's literally like talking to a wall.
Yeah. Tapos wala pa yung mga, syempre, wala pa yung mga cues kagaya ng face-to-face interaction na yung mga nagnanod or yung mga, yes, yung mga ganong cues, it helps you navigate your speech na, okay, are they engaged in this conversation? Are they confused by what I'm saying? So, maganda pa rin na merong visual cue kahit na online call siya.
Pero ma'am, better na naka-on yung cameras.
Mm-mm.
Pero ang isang thing na nakaka-distract is when we constantly look at ourselves.
True!
So, guys, check nyo dun sa ginagamit yung program, software, if merong option to hide yung self-view. So, I know most of us use Zoom. Dun sa video nyo, dun sa three dots, you can click that and there's an option to hide self-view. Para hindi ka rin tingin ng tingin dun sa sarili mo. Parang gusto mo nga mag-focus dun sa iba. I mean, to parang give respect, diba? Tapos meron ka lang nakatingin sa sarili mo.
Yung ang personal interactions, ma'am, ang dami ng mga hindi magaling makinig. What more dito sa bagong technological feature where you can look at yourself for the whole time?
Pero yun, actually preference rin naman yun ng iba. If mas gusto nila na naka-on yung self-view nila, sure, why not? Pero for those who feel conscious or mas gustong mas mag-focus dun sa iba, you can try hiding yung self-view nyo.
Ang reko ko, ma'am, kasi conscious din ako sa nakikita sa screen. So, what I do is, sineset up ko na before the meeting. Pag confident na ako sa setup, pag confident na ako sa framing ko, sa itsura ko, hindi lukot yung damit ko, hindi na ako magkoconcentrate dun sa thumbnail ko.
Okay. Tama, tama. About sa video meetings, maganda na mag-set kayo ng rules sa simula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when to ask questions, ganun. For example, sa amin kasi, you can send your questions through the chat box kahit may nag-pre-present. Tapos after mag-present ng person na yon, sasagutin niya lahat ng questions na yon ng isang pasada. So, ganun.
Ay, moms, it helps din kapag mag-send ng agenda before the meeting.
Right.
Kasi in the first place, kung makikita nyo naman na walang concrete agenda, ba't ka pa magpapa-meeting, di ba? And the same time, makikita mo rin kung kailangan ba ako sa meeting na to or hindi. Kasi kung hindi, I'd rather work on what I have to do right now.
Totoo.
And to save time also, kasi kung meron ka palang part doon sa agenda, at least you can prepare. Hindi yung kapag nag-meeting na, tsaka ka magsasabi na, ay, wait lang, hahanapin ko. So, wait mo.
Correct. Totoo. Yeah. Never go to a meeting na walang agenda. Meron ding inputs from social media. From JP De Luna, sabi ni JP, true story ito at based on personal experience. Always i-mute kapag di nagsasalita. Kasi one time, sumegway ako ng quick pabebe time while on a video call. Tapos nakalimutan kong i-mute habang nagbe-baby talk ako. Nakakahiya kasi narinig ng buong production team at tumawa lahat. Buti walang clients.
Ay, nako. Ito naman from Mei Ling Lee. Takpan ang cam ng laptop para kahit mag-on ang video mo accidentally. Walang makikita unless i-uncover mo ang camera.
Ang dami ko nang naririnig na horror stories, ha? Tipong dinadala sa CR yung, yung video call.
Grabe. As in, naku-on yung video niya and then he put his pants down to do whatever his business is in the bathroom. Like, girl. And this is like in a big press con briefing. So, journalist yun. Quote-unquote. Journalist ang gumawa. Okay, another issue sa mga video calls, yung biglang uutusan ka ng magulang mo or biglang may papasok sa kwarto mo. So, advice ni Toshi Alibudbud, something basic but we forget to do is to announce or let everyone in the house know that we'll be having a meeting or that we are working or else mauutusan ka at the most inopportune times.
Sabi ni Kat Reyes, yung sister ko pag may vid call or live stream, she tells us the schedule in advance and posts a note on her door so we'll be extra quiet and if possible, avoid internet-heavy stuff like downloads or streams bilang ang bagal ng internet namin.
Okay. Another concern, the fourth most common concern when working from home, relate ang mga maraming Pilipino dito, ano po, opo, ang slow internet connection. Ano po ba ang gagawin natin dito? Ano po?
Ma'am, ano nga yung internet ng Pilipinas? Slowest saan? Sa Asia ba?
The Philippines has slowest average internet speed in Asia Pacific. So, Asia.
Given nga, no, na buong Pilipinas ay mabagal ang internet. May hacks ba tayo for this?
Pagpalit ng internet provider.
Ano bang pinaka-aux?
Converge. Converge ba, Kenemen? Mabilis kasi yung Converge. Pero ang napansin ko sa kanila is mabagal yung customer service.
Totoo.
Oo. Pag may problema ka sa connection, matagal bago nila ma-repair or matugunan. Pero the internet connection is good. Sa PLDT naman. DSL kasi yung PLDT namin eh. So talagang mabagal. So hindi ko alam kung ano, kapag ka-fiber, baka okay naman.
So yung gamit ko is Globe at Home. So, it's signal dependent. So, ma'am, dasal na lang talaga.
Walang signal, walang trabaho.
Pero ang ginawa ko kasi, ma'am, talagang parang sinuyod ko dun sa buong place ko kung saan yung best niyang location, yung kung saan yung pinaka-stable, yung connection at pinaka-mabilis.
Sa bubong ba yan?
So, yun, talagang pag-signal dependent. Tiyagaan. Tapos check mo rin, before you buy pala, kapag data ang gamit mong connection is, i-check mo dun sa provider or i-check mo dun sa area nyo kung ano yung best na ano internet provider or device na kukunin mo. Yun.
Ay, mga ma'am, ano pala, bilang nakaranas, siguro mga twice akong nakaranas ng nawala ng internet ngayong pandemic, it super helps kapag may Facebook group yung village nyo. So before ko i-report individually, nakita ko sa Facebook group namin na may mga nag-report na at saka alam ko na ano yung naging cause. Ma'am, ano ba to? Placebo ba to? Or nag-work talaga kapag lumalapit sa router?
I think oo. Kasi we made a video for this Wi-Fi extender. So, may factor nga kapag malapit ka sa router. Kasi, so kung halimbawa yung bahay nyo, eh, may kayamanan po, ano, at may third floor, ganyan. Tapos malayo ka na sa router. You can buy a Wi-Fi extender para umabot sa'yo yung Wi-Fi. It doesn't boost the signal, but it extends the reach of the Wi-Fi. So, yes, I think may science na lalapit ka sa router, better yung connection.
Mm-hmm.
Parang gusto kong kuning sponsor yung Planet Extendify, ha?
Oo nga, baka naman po, Planet, ano, Extendify?
Yeah, Planet Extendify.
Sana rin, ma'am, kung ano, kung medyo yamanin naman yung pinagtatrabahuhan nyo, baka po pwedeng ipasagot nyo dun sa kumpanya yung internet nyo. Like what my cousin did. Before kasi, since ilan din sila sa bahay, kapag nag-work siya, hindi makagawa ng ibang internet-heavy stuff yung mga kasama niya sa bahay. Eh, Mom, she, nag-shutdown ng ABS-CBN, which is Lola's only hobby. So, ang option ni Lola is Netflix, mga kapamilya show sa Netflix. Pero, kapag nag-work yung pinsan ko, hindi makapag-Netflix si Lola.
Oo, correct, correct.
So now, nakakapag-Netflix na si Lola while he's working.
That's good. Sana lahat kayanan yung ganyan, ano?
Kung pwede lang naman. Oh, tanong nyo lang naman, guys. Hindi naman magde-demand. Tanong nyo lang. Baka naman may option. Especially, malaking tipid for companies yung wala nang babayarang aircon or other bills. Baka po pwedeng i-reallocate, di ba, sa internet ng mga tao nila. Baka lang naman.
Eto, this is advice naman from Chester sa Balburo. During video calls, kung allowed naman, i-off ang camera. Turning the camera on eats up more internet bandwidth. So kapag camera off, mas malinaw ang datingan ng boses mo.
And of course, the fifth common concern. Not the last, kasi ang dami pang major concerns eh. Pero ang huli natin i-cover na concern is isolation. No personal interaction with teammates, no lunch breaks together, no spontaneous chikahan sa water dispenser, no after-work gimmick. So, how can we effectively deal with this ba? Kasi, mom personally, parang like I mentioned dun sa low light ko, it gets lonely sometimes or most of the time. Kaya, sobrang, mom, yung online class, nilalook forward ko na yun kasi lang para lang may tao.
Yeah. Meron akong na-discover na ginawa namin ng team ko sa UP Dragon Boat team. So, nagkikita na lang kami kapag Zoom workout. Tapos, lately, napapansin ko bumababa yung attendance ng mga tao. Kasi,
sa Zoom workout.
Sa Zoom workout. Kasi nakakapagod naman talaga na mag-exert ng effort na mag-workout ka during a pandemic. Iba rin yung toll niya sa brain. Anyway, if you're interested, you can watch our Psych Up webinar online. It's on the UP Dragon Boat Team Facebook. So, isa yun sa initiatives namin. Another thing that we did para dito to help in the isolation is we have inuman. So, nag-electronic inuman kami. So, naka-Zoom and nag-iinuman yung mga tao na kwekwentuhan. One activity that we did that really helped was we had this PowerPoint party.
Woot woot!
PowerPoint party. So, people can share anything that they're interested in or passionate about. It can be about their pet fish. It can be about the history of feminism. It can be about cooking. It can be about their favorite show. Tapos may maximum number of slides lang. So there's time for everyone to share. So, nag-PowerPoint party kami nung una. It was so successful. Like, usually sa Zoom workout, mga malakas na yung 10 kami na magwa-workout. Mm. 7, ganyan. Nung nag-PowerPoint party, inuman kami. Mga 40 kami.
Whoa!
It was so good. And it helped us get to know our teammates beyond the sport.
Oo nga, ma'am, no? Kasi sa training, hindi mo naman sasabihin sa teammate mo habang sumasagawa na, by the way, I have a pet fish.
Diba? Diba? It was super fun. Maybe you guys can try that to help with the isolation part. At para hindi mo ma-associate yung Zoom meetings lang na work lang siya.
Pero sana hindi required. Sana yung mga gusto lang. Kasi baka yung iba, halimbawa, yung mga sobrang busy na sa bahay, tapos mapilitan pang mag-present at mag-research.
Hindi naman. Ano siya? Volunteer siya.
Yeah, nice.
Sabi ni Rainy Ganya, first start meetings with kamusta? How are you guys? Instead na hello lang, tapos diretsong agenda na.
Tsaka sana, ma'am, kapag namumusta yung sincere, yung aalamin mo talaga yung sagot. Kasi di ba yung mga Pinoy, oy, musta? How are you? Pero hindi ka talaga naghihintay ng sagot. Ito, check-in talaga. As in, dude, ano, kumusta ang estado mo ngayon?
I love it. Sabi rin ni Rainy Ganya, maximize ang group chat dahil wala ng pantry or water cooler chikahan.
Aww.
Actually. Last one, sabi rin niya, make a non-work team chat para di matabunan ang work-related messages. Saka para hindi rin naghahalo.
And there are so many apps na rin also. Kasi nga, minsan sa thread natatabunan. There are so many productivity apps like Slack or Trello na para siyang online bulletin board where you can post everything para hindi matatabunan dun sa thread. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of productivity apps, meron din ako na-discover. It's called the Jamboard.
J-A-M?
Yes.
And then B-O-A-R-D?
Yes. Jamboard. Right. So, para siyang Blackboard, pero online. So, pwede kayo sabay-sabay maglagay ng post-it notes, GIFs, memes, write down whatever, na real-time, na sabay-sabay kayo. It makes brainstorming feel less isolated.
I will check it out.
So, yun yung mga main concerns na I think nasagot natin. We're sure may mga mag-a-arise pang ibang concerns at may madidiscover pa tayong mga bagong hacks bilang we're still figuring things out along the way. Pare-pareha tayo nag-explore ng new systems to be effective and efficient at work. Kaya please, share your own hacks to us, may it be on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Makakatulong yan sa amin at sa ibang tao. Our name on social media is It's an Adult Thing.
Check out nyo rin guys yung other episodes namin where we talked about lots of other adulting stuff from money matters to mental health to moving out to sexual orientations tsaka marami pang iba. Nasa Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts tsaka Google Podcasts kami.
Yay!
So again, this is Azel,
Carla,
and Nika. Continuously adjusting and adapting to the plot twists of our lives because
it's an adult thing.